Hey, is this Jim?
Joanne.
I'm sorry, Joanne. Yes. This is Zach. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
Good. We've been talking about your property on Diggs Lane.
Uh-huh.
Are you still looking to sell the property?
I'm not quite sure what to do. I got to have a place to go, obviously, first.
Okay.
You know. But is there, like, can you give me an idea? Would it be, like, a fair price, you think? I mean.
Yeah, we can definitely talk about that. I mean, I guess I have a few questions, if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Where are you thinking about moving to, out of curiosity?
Well, just here. It's still in Monterey.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking for a bigger house.
Oh, okay. So you kind of outgrew this one?
Well, I mean, when I got this place, it wasn't one that I wanted, but it was like I was renting last time, and the person sold it, and I didn't even tell me they were selling it until I had, like, not even 30 days to get out.
Uh-huh.
And in this county, you don't find very many things that you can rent. So this place was for sale, so I got it pretty cheap. So that's why I took it. But that's the only reason I wouldn't have, you know, gotten it.
Sure. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with the area. You know, we have some, you know, places in the area, and I've put eyes on this. So, you know, being familiar is, you know, pretty helpful. I got, if you know where the Dollar General is, right up the road from you. We got some properties right around there. So,
oh, okay.
I mean, you know, we would definitely be interested, and we would, you know, we could definitely work with you on, you know, finding a place. Have you thought about, I mean, obviously, you know, you want to stay within that, you know, general area, but have you thought about anything, you know, as far as, you know, your timeline?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not pushing myself to do this or whatever, but I do want to do it, or at least, you know, see what my options and things would be first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to make $1,000 some payment, obviously. I mean, I'm on disability, so I couldn't afford that kind of payment anyway.
Sure. And, you know, you said you had mentioned you'd gotten it for, you know, a good price.
Yeah.
Have you done any updates, you know?
Yeah, we redid the porch. Obviously, it wasn't a built-on porch. We added that on.
Mm-hmm.
And we put, redid the walls and the floors and things in the living room, kitchen, and in the bedrooms. Fixed the bathroom up. You know, odds and ends of stuff.
Sure. I mean, have you even considered what you would even, you know, want for the property?
No, I don't really know. I mean, he's never, every time I ask him something about it, he's like, where are you going to go? Where are you going to find any place any cheaper? You know, how he's old fashioned, so you can kind of imagine what that's kind of like.
Sure.
Even though I'm the one paying for it. But anyhow, I don't really know. I mean, I can't remember exactly what the value on the place even is. I think it's in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And where did you kind of come up with that number?
That's what I think it's estimated, or the appraisal or something.
Uh-huh. And who, if I may ask, who's Gallon Malcolm?
That's the man, he's my ex-husband.
Okay.
He's the one bought it. I mean, we're good, though. We're, like, best friends, so.
So he doesn't live there?
No, he doesn't live with me. He lives just right over from me, but he doesn't live with me.
Okay. Is it in your name as well, or is it just in his name?
No, just in his name.
Okay. Gotcha. And he's okay with you selling it?
Well, he says if I think I can afford something, That's up to me, since I'm the one paying for everything. But actually, I don't know what is out there that I can really afford. Is everything I looked at is like $1,000 monthly price, and I can't afford none of that stuff.
Sure.
And I would rather rent, because it may be cheaper, and maybe it's not either these days. I don't know. They claim it's cheaper to buy a brand new something and put it on your lot than it is to get an existing home.
Yeah. I definitely understand that point of view.
And there is almost 10 acres here, so I could probably do that, but then I got to go through all the digging and the holes and, you know, all the stuff.
Sure. No, I get it. You know, I think we can really work something out here. I don't think, you know, I don't know. 90 seems a bit high. You know, maybe if it was perfect, I could, you know, kind of justify that. But I think we could work something out if you're seriously interested in, you know, selling the property.
Okay. Like I say, just give me like till Tuesday morning.
Mhm.
And I'll see what I can figure out around here.
All right, I'll give you a call on Tuesday.
Okay. Okay, that'll work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye. Bye-bye.